Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to our man Sean from EMF up in Chicago, Illinois right now?
I've never seen a man go so far to buy a damn Mercedes.
No.
And not even a good one.
Well.
And they got them local.
Have they made one of those yet?
I'm not sure, but still.
I don't know. I'm just, that boy, I wonder about him at times. I really do.
I'm with you. I worry about him a lot of times.
I got a funny story involving him in the cookout, but you know what I mean? I can't say that one right now. I at least want him here.
Yeah.
Like in his defense, even though it really wouldn't matter because we can turn his mic off. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, like, Sean, you ain't got nothing to say. Click. Must be true. Anyway. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hello, everybody.
So we're talking about forgotten muscle cars. You started talking about Studebakers, and then this crazy train went off the rails. We started talking about old Motor Mouth.
We're talking about trains now.
And I just commented on his video. I was wondering if he could make a Tesla sound.
I believe he can.
That'd be great.
I know it ain't a muscle car, but we talked about this earlier. You know another car I really, really like? It ain't really a muscle car. Well, there's two. I like Kaisers. But then I like Tuckers.
Yeah, I mean,
I like Tuckers.
It's a bit random. I mean,
amazing car, but I wouldn't really call it a muscle car.
No, I said it wasn't a muscle. Right. I said it was a muscle car, but it's a very cool car.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever.
There's a friend that he has a really good friend up just outside of Hendersonville, Asheville area.
You know, a friend of a friend
that has. Well, I didn't want to say names.
It's like seven ways from Kobe Miller.
It's hidden, but. This car has been a sheltered life because they've had it since new, and it's beautiful.
Well,
they came out in 1947. How old is this gentleman?
He's very old, believe it or not.
All right.
I think the coolest thing was the headlights turning with the wheels.
Yep. Everything about them is cool. They're amazing vehicles.
Pop-out windshield.
Yeah, there's one in the Henry Ford Museum in Michigan. It's the only time I've ever seen one in person. But
well, the coolest Tucker I've ever seen was a fiberglass replica of a Tucker. And it was built by Rob Ida. That thing is insane.
Yeah, that's the one with two different wheels, right?
Yeah, it had the different wheels on it. That thing was so cool, though. Like, one side, it looked like it was all factory original, but lowered. And the other side had big billet wheels on it and an LS motor in it. It's like my envision of the perfect Tucker.
Yeah.
So, I'll give you a little South Carolina history right quick. All right, so Tucker never produced a production car, technically.
Yeah.
You know, like, the 48 they built fell through the cracks.
You get an asterisk beside that one.
Right. So, but they went out selling dealerships everywhere, and they made it extremely easy to get a Tucker dealership because they wanted people to actually try to sell them. So, our local weather guy, Jack Roper, our CBS affiliate, his dad owned a filling station and a used car lot in Union, South Carolina. And do you know he had a Tucker dealership? They never got the first car, but I was talking to Jack. And Jack was telling me, I was on like the Scene on 7 WSPA thing, and he was telling me that he still has all the original sales brochures from that.
Wow.
And like the flyers and stuff.
How many cars did they make?
48, wasn't it?
48, I think. 48 or 51. That's right around there.
Yeah, it wasn't many at all.
No. It was because they shut them down. I mean, they were cranking them out for about 45 minutes.
I was just maybe an hour. And then they had to go to lunch break.
They run out of headlights.
No, they got shut down. I mean, it was definitely a conspiracy to end that.
Preston Tucker didn't make no friends doing this.
Huh? No, he did not. Well, I think he made two. That guy with the mustache in the movie.
The one with the you know, that guy with the mustache. Yeah, I don't know.
He was not well liked. Oh, and the Spruce Goose.
Yeah.
What's his name?
That one.
Billionaire.
Great movie. I think every car guy should watch. Tucker, Man in His Dream.
Absolutely.
Great movie. Beau Bridges, probably one of the best Beau Bridges movies ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Of all four movies that Beau Bridges has done, that one is a good one. That one, and he played, what was the president that got shot? Or not the president, one of Ronald Reagan's guys.
Howard Hughes. Not the answer to that question. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah. But but you know what I'm talking about, you in know, the early
President,
80s?
President Howard Hughes.
But anyway, Beau Bridges played that guy. He was pretty good in that one, too. But that was definitely a good one. You know, I tell you, another forgotten muscle car. And you hear people talk about the Roadrunners and things like that, and all your Chrysler, your Challengers, and your Cudas, and all this stuff. You know, I consider those pony cars.
Yeah.
Because you were raised right. I hate that. That's my Mustang muscle car. No, it's not a muscle car. You got a pony car.
It's like calling a Corvette a muscle car. Exactly. It's a damn sin.
Exactly. So, like, somebody sent me a thing. They said, would you buy a true American supercar, like a Ford GT or a Dodge Viper? I said, excuse me, I've owned several American supercars, in my opinion. It's America's sports car, the Corvette, hands down.
Well, back in the 60s and 70s, in the muscle car days, the big ones, you know, the 440s, the 454s, if you watch, like, any of the old road tests of those, they called them supercars.
Yeah.
I mean, they were considered supercars.
So all your diehard Mopar guys, I won't tell you about a forgotten muscle car.
I know what you're going to say.
I got another one, too.
What do you think I'm going to say?
Three letters?
No.
Oh.
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
But, you know, all these Dodge guys, and this thing was actually, at the time, the fastest production vehicle on the planet and totally forgotten about. Talk about it. And this is, it's a car, but it's not. The Little Red Express.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's a muscle vehicle, but you would never think of it like that.
I had two of them. I mean, that was on my radar, and then another one was on my radar was the Plymouth Fury GT.
Yeah, I love the C-bodies.
See, I'm not into Mopars like that. I have to think even what a Fury, like what it looks like.
Oh, they're about 23 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a big Marlin.
Yep.
You could get a 446 pack in them.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to be drinking a six-pack to buy one, but you know what I'm saying.
Probably would be.
You think you hate it now, just wait till you drive it.
Well, and then think about the big Kingswood wagon with the 427 in it.
You could get station wagons with big blocks in them. And
a friend of mine, his parents had a Kingswood wagon with a 427 in it.
You know, there was a lot of Chrysler wagons with 426s in them.
Yeah. Wedges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's because that was just a big motor at the time.
Yeah, it was torquey.
Yeah.
You know, people haul their kids around in this stuff. And, I mean, at the time, it wasn't that big of a deal.
It was what dads bought that had to buy a station wagon, but they still wanted something fast.
Well.
Or when they pull up to church and they're like, hey, Clark, we like your new car. Like, oh, it's got the big 426 in it.
What?
And then, of course, you know, a lot of us are forgetting about, you know, the 70 Monte Carlo with the 454 in it.
You know what, though? And that's a good one there. That car has not got the respect it deserves.
I don't think it has. Not the 70s.
Like, well, even, I mean, so you get your 70, 71, 72. Those are some pretty cars.
Yeah, they are.
They're good-looking cars. You got 454s, even the small walk ones, whatever. But those cars never really got, all that in that realm of car, corporation car, yeah.
Yeah, the long
those cars just really hit on a whole lot. And they still don't.
Nope. Yeah.
My mother met my father. Okay, so my father met my mother cruising Main Street in a big block powered Dodge Demon. 440 and a 72 Demon. They put in, obviously, didn't come that way.
Yeah.
And my mother had a 454 Monte Carlo.
That's a match made in heaven.
I'm telling you. Oh, mom was a pretty cool chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, she drives a 427 Vette now.
A black. On black, big block Monte Carlo. A great car for a 20-year-old chick. You know what I'm saying? perfect car for that. I tell you what's not perfect. These damn commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about the forgotten muscle cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a big shout out to the crazy hot rodding scene in Des Moines, Iowa?
Des Moines.
Sounds like moist.
It's crazy.
I sent a good one the other day. I got a call. It was a telemarketer, of all things, from this number, but Magnetic Springs. I'm trying to remember the state it was from.
Is that a place or a thing?
It's a town.
What does that mean?
Magnetic Springs? Hell,
it's
I don't know.
It's the name of like Bowling Springs.
Well, yeah, but it's Magnetic Springs.
Well, magnetic water?
Maybe.
That could be dangerous.
Or it could be like a coil spring that pulls.
A magnetic coil spring. That could be fun. Could you imagine a magnetic slinky? It don't do anything.
It wouldn't do anything. Yeah, okay. It would just sit there.
Okay.
Like Patrick.
It's like a pet rock. They did good.
Yeah, I like the pet rocks. They don't mouth off.
They don't mouth off. So we're talking about forgotten muscle cars. We're talking about the Little Red Express. Little Red Express was a great. Okay, and I understand. The first thing you say, Rob, that's not a car. It's a truck. That was the fastest production vehicle in 1978.
It was. But you want to talk about forgotten? How about the Warlock?
Now that one is its distant cousin. It's actually his kissing cousin. It was just basically the same truck, other than black. Because black and gold versus red and gold. Yep.
But nobody, they never get a shout out.
I remember I got it for Christmas from one of my relatives I didn't like, the monogram model of the Warlock. I'm thinking, and the first thing that popped in my head, what, we sell out of Little Red Expresses?
But now it's the more desirable one.
It's a dollar cheaper.
But this is what happens when your relative loves their job, you get the Warlock model. But
it's like getting Gabby Bear instead of Teddy Ruxpin.
But you know, imagine if Dodge, you know what, they're all about bringing back stuff. Imagine if they came back with a bad, and there's been a couple people build them, but if they came back with a really cool, like a step-side bed new Ram, Little Red Express.
Well, they just announced the Hellcat Ram is going to come out. If there's ever been a time for it.
Now's the time.
You're talking about put some stacks on it.
Yep.
And some 20-inch slotted mags on it.
Yeah.
That'd be killer.
Hell, you know, one of my all-time favorite cars, though, it's probably the 68 Biscayne. I like a Biscayne.
That's a big plane car.
It is, but they had 427s in it.
Well, they did. Well,
I mean you, that's just a plain, well, bare bones.
But that was the era.
Hot rod car.
My dad bought a 69 Caprice with a 427 in it. Two-door Caprice, not Impala, a Caprice. And that thing, dude, that thing floated. Gold, black top with golden sides with an 8-track player in it.
But, I mean, when you're thinking of, cruiser, you know, just cool muscle cars, bare bones, that is about a bare bones you're going to get at Biscayne.
Just think today, if you could buy, like, a base Camaro with a ZL1 engine in it.
Exactly.
And, like, nothing else.
Well, it's a Copo with no title. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, still, but then the Copo still has airbags. It's still, it
no,
does.
They don't have airbags. Well, it's got them in it, but they're not hooked up.
Well, I mean, but what if you could go to the dealership and, like, instead of having to get a ZL1.
That's why I don't have a title. It ain't even remotely street legal.
Or what if you could get the GT500 motor and a base Mustang, or a Hellcat motor and a Challenger SXT?
Yeah, see, that would be cool.
It's the same principle. You just can't have that anymore. No.
Well, see, that was another big thing, too. You know, you're talking about, like, dealerships ordering what you wanted and all that stuff, or swapping things out. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Nope.
They can't even change wheels from one vehicle to the other. Like, everything, when that car leaves the factory, that's how it was built.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're limited to what you can do. I got a great story with this. Patrick, how much time we got in this segment? Got plenty of time. And this is a good one. This is a really good one. All right. So, when did they come out? What was the first year for the Duster?
70.
All right. The Duster started out, the Dart, basically, was the replacement for the Duster.
Valiant.
Or the Duster, yeah.
It was the sport version of the Valiant, and then the Demon was the sport version of the
Duster. Dart. Yeah, whatever. One of them. Mopar stuff. All right. So the local Dodge dealer here, we had a cab company, and my grandfather worked for Western Carolina Dodge for a little while. And they ordered the cab company did, 4-door new Darts. Now, keep in mind, everybody wanted that new Duster. They've seen pictures of it. They wanted that new Duster for drag cars and things like that. They ordered all these cabs exactly the same. 4-door 1970 Darts, orange in color, Hemi orange, 6-cylinder, 3 on a tree. Or 6-cylinder, 3-speed cars. 8 of them came in 4-door, and just by fluke, 1 2-door, 6-cylinder Duster came in. My grandfather bought it. They sold the
race car out of it.
They sold the complete drivetrain out from that car. It had like 8 miles on it. Sold the complete drivetrain out from under it. Jammed whatever big cubic inch Chrysler 426, 440, I don't know what it was, in it, and went racing in this car. And they had the first Duster drag car from one mess up. You know, it was just kind of fell between the cracks. We can't use this car. We need cabs. They need a 4-door car. And it was bright orange.
That's pretty awesome.
And that car now is still a drag car. And it's like being restored. The dude actually touched base with me, and that's where I heard the backstory of how it even come to be, by accident, getting the car. Thought that was kind of neat.
It is kind of neat.
But I mean, but you talk about that's, you know, like, but back then, you know, things happen, you know, coming in mismatched or something like that. Like, I mean, you just don't have that anymore.
No, that's not going to happen.
You know, you can't.
You can't accidentally order a car wrong anymore.
No. I mean, you're basically, it's like paid by number. You know what I mean? You can get this interior with this exterior. It was nothing. If you want a 57 Chevrolet with Bel Air outsides and Delray insides, you could get them. Or if you wanted, you know, whatever, you know, you could do, you order anything you wanted, any variation of something you wanted, colors, whatever. Now, you're picking from these eight. I tell you, the worst was the Teslas. We went to the little Tesla store. Like, there's 4 colors.
4 body colors, 4 interior colors, 4 wood packages, 4 wheels. You know,
like that carbon fiber, and it had like 3 different colors of wood. And that was the trim inside.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, like, you know, that's it. I don't know. I
wish you had individual options.
But you got to think about it. They're selling so many cars now compared to what they did.
I know.
It would slow everything down.
I know.
Have you ever seen that YouTuber Tom Carter with Haggerty Barn Finds?
Yes.
You ever seen that car he drives?
No.
He's got, I think it's a 68 wagon, Galaxy wagon, 4-speed 428 factory.
Jeez. Yeah, but that was a thing.
Yeah, somebody ordered it.
Exactly. I mean, some pawpaw wanted that thing where she had hump, you know? Yep. That's what they did. Just like we take a commercial break, guys. Stay tuned. We have more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins. The third
Esquire. How about a shout out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
PA.
A lot of street racing up in PA.
That's what I'm saying. It's where Rocky. That's where Rocky.
Yeah, that's it. You know, driving the Yalpa.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we had the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Grew.
Hello, everyone.
So, talking about forgotten muscle cars, Kobe brought up a good one. The Rancheros. You get anything in Torino, you get a Ranchero.
Yep.
But then, same with the El Caminos. Yeah. Now, I think you could get a big block in a 67 El Camino and a 66, but you couldn't get... It wasn't an SS El Camino until 68.
Right.
It was the first year for SS El Caminos.
But you could option it out.
I think you could option it out with a big block in it. I've never seen one.
Yeah, I got one.
They've put it in it, though.
No. Johnny.
Hell, I had one with a big block in it.
Johnny Hightower has one with a 396 in it.
Yeah.
Factory 396.
What year?
I want to say it's a 68.
Well, then that's possible. That's fine. Yeah. No. But I'm talking about like a 67 back.
Yeah, no, it's like a 68. 396 big block.
I owned a 68 El Camino for 2 days.
You owned a lot of cars for 2 days.
Yeah, I owned it for 2 days. I don't know. I like El Camino. I'm weird. I like El Caminos.
I like El Caminos.
I got one that's a little off the wall for you. How about a newer, slightly newer vehicle with a six cylinder? What about the Buick Regal T types?
That's something. Everybody's Mr. Grand National. Yeah the T type. If you like your Grand National, it'll be a little classier.
And you want some wire hubcaps?
You want some chrome bumpers?
T-type.
Well, I mean, if we're getting into that a little bit newer like that, I mean, you could even go with, like, you know, let's say your 89 Pontiac Trans Am Turbos.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if those are forgotten, though, because those are pretty much, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's an obscure, it's not something you think about.
Do you consider a turbo car a muscle car?
Sam Kennison died in one.
Yes, he did. That's right. Comedian I got into Sam a little Kennison. Discussion with somebody about that last week, as a matter of fact, on Facebook. To answer your question, Tim, do you consider a Grand National a muscle car?
It's a Buick.
What are you going to call it? What else?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's really nothing else to call it.
You do the G-body shuffle. And my grandmother has one, so it sure as hell ain't a sports car.
Yeah. I guess it's got to be.
It gets into, I mean, even like some of the stuff that we mentioned, like Kobe mentioned the Catalina 2+2s. What is a muscle car, really? Yep.
A Catalina 2+2 is a boat.
It is a boat.
It's a big girl.
But it comes with some big motors.
You're 389 Bonneville.
Yeah. I mean, it's like my big bomb. But it was a different 389.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't GTO 389.
Yeah, I know. I know. But still, I mean, it's kind of a gray area.
Well, that's like I'm sitting here looking right now. If we're getting into some crazy stuff, I mean, think about it's a Jetson Intruder. I'm just looking at it. It's a sports
jeep. Is that a Jetson Interceptor?
Yeah, Interceptor. I'm sorry. Yeah. And it's got a 440 cubic inch.
It's got a 440 in it, yeah.
I mean,
torque flight.
In that that's little tiny car. I mean, that's like an MG with a 440 in it. I mean, that's
it's
insane.
A little bigger than MG, but I tell you, I'll put you mine as a Sunbeam Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunbeam Tiger. I mean,
that's
again,
another
that
one.
Yeah. It really is the size of an MG.
Yeah.
And it's got with a 289 or a 260 in it, depending on when it was built. But either way,
those cars are neat cars. I like those cars.
They're cool. Big thing that people are doing now, like kind of off topic, but I saw cool when I'm bringing a trailer go yesterday, was a MGB GT with a 302 in it in a 5-speed.
Really?
Yeah, like that's a thing now. People are making this, and that would be awesome.
What years were those? Was that the
early 70s, late 60s?
I happen to Google the...
I bet you that thing's a handful.
Oh, I can't imagine.
You know, 30 unforgotten cars. And like this one here, this will be right up Richard's alley. You know, the 92-93 Dodge Daytona IROC RT.
With the Lotus head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, now we're four-cylinder front-wheel drive,
but
it would outrun damn near anything.
Yeah, I mean...
The next one is the Escort GT.
Well, that's another fast
one. That was forgotten.
Yeah. Those are, you know what,
that was a fast
those
car.
Those were cool cars.
What about the 81 Dodge Murata, you know?
What's the biggest thing you remember about the Escort GT?
The double stack EXP.
The double stack wing.
Yep, you're right.
I love the EXP.
I like the EXP.
Yeah,
I
remember they had a turbo.
You remember they had the seat belt that came over there?
I had an EXP.
Yep.
They made a handful of EXP turbos. They were slower than the later ones that weren't turbos.
What was that one that was a little bigger that was had a double wing on it?
That was the Mustang SVO.
No, the McCour.
Oh, McCour XR4 TI.
Yeah,
yeah, that one.
Yeah, those are forgotten.
They should be.
Can't really call those
everybody has forgotten them but Richard.
And the seven people that still
But
own
you know what? Imagine if you had a pristine Escort GT.
You'd have the only one at Cars and Coffee.
Well, they're cool. Yeah.
Well, we seen that. It wasn't a GT,
stock Escort.
It was a stock Escort down in Atlanta a couple months ago, but it was probably the most pristine Escort GT. I mean, Escort I've seen in.
Remember Ben Mills in high school had a white Escort GT.
Yeah, he's proud of it.
5-speed. But I mean, for high school, it was a cool car. Yeah.
Hell, I drove a 4-door gray Cavalier with an automatic. I would have killed for that.
You envied the Escort GT.
Hell yeah.
The Cavalier.
But they were sport to be driving the Escort.
It was a great car for a high school kid.
Okay, I mean, this is the thing. You make fun of the Escort GT, go get you a new Kia Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put them in the same boat. That's a sporty car.
Yep.
For an economy car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The ZX2.
Was it a Tempo? My wife had a Tempo. Or EXP. Was that
it? EXP.
They're like different.
Coupe. Yeah.
Tempos could be out as coupes or sedans.
Yeah, she had a coupe.
One year only for the 92 Ford Tempo GLS, you could get the 3-liter engine out of a Ford Taurus with a 5-speed manual. They only made them for 1 year because they sold like 800 of them. But there's a forgotten sort of muscle car. You got a Taurus engine and a compact car.
And a Ford Tempo. The only thing I remember about a Ford Tempo, this thing was on the cover of Hot Rod magazine, if I'm not mistaken. It was yellow. This custom car builder built, and it was a pretty new car at the time. So it was 92, somewhere right there at the end of the Tempo era. A Pro Street Ford Tempo. You open the hood, it was still front wheel drive.
Yep, yeah, I remember that.
It was just, I mean, it was a dead
and
axle.
The only giveaway was that the front wheels was still in stock looking.
Well, no, it had like drag lights on it. This thing was wild looking. It had wild paint, had a chick in a pink bikini in front of it. I'll never forget that.
You're not going to forget that.
But the Tempo, hell with that. But you know what I'm saying. But it still was, you know what I mean? Like it was
narrowed
a front wheel drive.
Narrowed up with a dummy rear end.
It was just a dummy axle on it.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's a shame.
It was literally a no-go showboat from way back.
What color hair does she have?
She's blonde.
Oh, was she?
Lord. Everybody was blonde.
Come on now. And they had all, it was stacked up real tall.
Lots of hairspray. A lot of neon colors. Lots of yellow and purple.
Out of the 80s cars, like the four-cylinder, if you had your choice to go back and have one now, what would you get?
I'd walk.
SVO.
You got it. Yeah, you're right.
SVO's a very, you know what, SVO gets the short end of the stick all the way around.
It's not from Shelby GLHS. Huh?
Do what? Yeah, I knew you was going to pick a Plymouth.
Yeah.
It's not a Plymouth. It's a Shelby.
It's not a Dodge.
It's a Shelby. It is a Shelby.
What did they start with?
It started with a Dodge.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then Shelby got it.
But me.
They were monsters.
SVO. Done.
That's the SVO's got the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
I will give
it. They did. Because it's weird.
The Mustang guys don't respect them.
Mm-mm.
The Mustang guys are 5 liter or nothing. You're in a Fox body category.
Yep.
And then, but like your turbo 4-cylinder guys.
They don't like them because they're Mustangs.
Yeah, because they're Mustangs. Yep. So it's like, I mean, like no, those cars get, they're the El Camino of Mustang.
They are.
They're that weird, but they're all to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
But I really do like them. I had one. I would love to have another one. I really would. I would love to have
better pick one up quick.
Oh, I know. You can't even touch them now. I mean, there's
you still can reasonably, but
not reasonably enough.
You better get on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me and the Honda Dream motorcycles. You know exactly. What I'm saying? It's just not enough for me to like it. You know what I mean?
Here's a bumper for $300. SVO.
Let's see if you can find a wing. I wonder what those go for.
The seats were most expensive part.
Yeah, they didn't have like
Recaro.
They had Recaros with the net and the
with the fishnet seats.
Yep. I love my. I had that's what mine was. That's, black with red red one, piping.
$9,500. No T tops. I don't think none of them had T tops.
Yeah.
No.
What was that? Well, it was just
you get a sunroof.
Yeah. You can get a sunroof. Mine had a sunroof.
You can get 85 through 86. 87 was last year for T tops.
For just Mustangs in general, 88.
Yeah. I knew it was right there at it.
Yeah, because I had an 88 GT T-top.
T-top.
You got the same motor in the Thunderbird, too. Remember that?
Yeah. Guarantee.
Very, very similar.
Guarantee.
I'll tell you what, though. You want to talk about another? The Turbo Coupe.
Yeah.
That's what I would have. I like a Turbo Coupe.
Yeah.
Cool cars.
Yeah.
I like those cars.
A little bit bigger. Yeah.
A little bigger, a little roomier. Fox platform still.
Yep.
Very cool. No, what's not cool is commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst and numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out to Nashville, Tennessee?
That's Music City.
Music City.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? And speaking of up that way, Saturday. When we were loading up a dang Rolls Royce in that pouring down rain and snow, and I busted my knee. Thanks.
Rain and snow.
Thanks, but Trevor.
You know, Trevor, he's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I know. Thanks, Tennessee.
Nothing to do with Nashville.
Not even close, actually.
But it's that way. I don't care. And I busted my knee.
It's not even that way. But you know
what? I busted my knee, and it hurt.
I'm a little disappointed he's not going to let us blow that car up.
I know. I really, really was wanting to blow that up.
I really did once I busted my knee.
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide in
the
studio.
Right. I'm here. That's right.
Forgotten muscle cars. Let's go 90s muscle cars, forgotten ones.
90s. You know, it's funny. Before we go to the 90s, I was telling y'all, I had a couple customers say, father and son, that are going to be joining us at Thunder in the Park.
Rumble in the Park.
Rumble in the Park.
That one, too.
Yeah, both of them. The dad was driving a 72 Chevelle that was his first car that he actually sold upon learning that the young man that was with him in my office was going to exist. Sold his car. And
funny how that happens.
But it makes me think about what something this young man said to me. He's got an 85 Monte Carlo SS that is immaculate. And his dad recently got
burgundy, white, or black.
It's burgundy. His dad recently was able to repurchase the same 72 Chevelle. So they were driving them both. They came in to talk to me about something today. And the young man, and this to us, people our age, this is going to sound hilarious. He said, yeah, the Chevelle, anywhere you go, everybody knows what it is. He said, but my car, I take it everywhere, and nobody has any idea what it is.
A Monte Carlo SS?
Well, he's 16. He drives it to school and stuff. No one does know what it is.
That's crazy.
They're not really forgotten. I mean, we all know. You just asked me what color it was, and you were right.
You know, but that's, I mean, I don't know. This blows my mind, you know, that. Those things were everywhere.
You know, like you were just saying that, this is what's funny is, you know.
Hell, we almost bought one at the beach.
Yeah. My daughter, she's in high school, and I'll show up to pick her up at high school in, you know, Camaros or 57 or whatever. And when we were kids in high school, if someone pulled up in something cool, we're checking it out. These kids don't even look up from their phone when you hear a big block pull up. They don't even care one. They don't even care. They don't even look up.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
It is sad. It is sad.
No, it was quite that bad, Professor.
But see,
we're also glad you don't have kids.
But what's crazy is my daughter knows more about cars than probably 90% of these kids in her high school.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Raise them up right.
But
well, I mean, and that's cool. I like the father and son.
Yeah, that
is
awesome.
Really neat.
That'd be cool to meet them one day.
That was a cool experience. And it was just talking about forgotten. I was thinking about when he said that and what we were going to talk about tonight. And I was like,
Professor, how much cooler do you feel when you talk and be like, yeah, well, I got an 81 Dodge Murata? And the kid be like, what the hell's that?
The dad knew what it was. So we did talk about it.
How about the LT4 Vet, though? Everybody knows what that is.
Well, dad's dream car is a GS, a Grand Sport. So yeah, he knew exactly what my car was.
Just saying.
And I showed him pictures of it, and he said it was awesome.
And, I mean, he's got good taste. It is. It's a bad ride.
So what's the price on the Chrysler this week?
$1,300.
I'm waiting for it to get on
$1,300. You got a rollback, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of them.
All right. Send one to Berea.
Oh, I got to have a rollback?
Oh,
I mean, you can
let me explain something to you. When we go get
you can tow it. You can blow it
when
up.
When I buy junk cars nowadays, we get them for $100 a piece.
Kick back on that junk car thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I need a rollback to go get it.
Sounds like a junk car to me.
What about your Rambler?
What's wrong with it?
It doesn't start.
That's all?
I mean, other than that, it's fine.
And you couldn't get Kobe to fix that? You just think you can get
Kobe did a lot.
You get $1,400 for it if you get Kobe to stick a couple hundred dollars in it.
Kobe did a lot.
Spend about $500 on it, and you'll get it running and get $1,000.
I'm not putting any more money in that car.
We got it turning over. We got pretty much all the electrical. It needs a pickup in the distributor, and then you're good to go.
That's all.
That's it.
So I'm going to need a pickup.
With a trailer to get it.
Yeah. Pickup with a trailer and a winch to go put a pickup in the distributor.
I don't care. You can get an Uber to push it for all I care.
Bring you $1,300 on a fine.
I think we'll sell tickets on it.
You know what would be funny? To call an Uber and be like, you got a tow strap?
I don't care. Just get it off
I got an Uber XL. What else did you want?
You get Uber Freight.
I tell you one's to forgot about. Neon SRT4.
Yes.
Cars were...
I seen one, actually, yesterday.
The nice ones are coming up now. They're starting to get a little respect in the collector market.
And this is what's crazy. I stopped by... Ricky at SunX.
What else?
The nice ones. There aren't a lot of this.
I stopped by to see Ricky at SunX. There's an older lady. She's in her late 60s that works for SunX. She drives one. And it is like mint condition. And you know what she says? Ricky says, I said, what in the world? He goes, yeah. And she goes, I told her how cool of a car she got. She goes, yeah, and it'll go too.
It's zippy. It'll go. It's peppy.
They will.
How about the Dodge Spirits, the RT Spirits?
Those are forgotten to everybody but me and a few of my friends, I think. but those things, fastest four-door in the United States in their day.
Really?
Nothing would touch them. And not too many two-doors would either. I mean, they were 0 to 60 in 5.8 seconds in 1991 in a four-cylinder sedan.
Huh.
Not very reliable.
In a glorified K car.
I don't think I've ever...
It was an extension.
I've never rode one.
It was a capital K.
Yeah. It was a double K.
Oh. But there's a lot of cool cars that got forgot about. And I'm sure there's hundreds more. I mean, we just scratched the surface on this one.
We could do this for a month.
Yep. Probe GTs.
Worst name ever for
a
car.
It was.
Horrible name.
But a good-looking car.
Good look. You know, it was actually supposed to replace the Mustang. Yeah.
It's actually a very good-looking car.
Good-looking car. Horrible name. My buddy. Old Johnny Rainey had one back in the day. Yep. Bought it brand new. A Probe. That's just, you know what I mean? It's not a, what are you talking about? The Probe outside.
Call it the Needle.
Yeah, that was not a good name, but definitely a cool car.
The Syringe.
But they were very cool looking cars.
They were very cool cars. They were cool. I cringed when they were talking about making a front wheel drive Mustang, and now they make an electric SUV style Mustang.
Are they front wheel drive?
I imagine.
I don't know.
Probably, or that, or all wheel.
Once they said it's electric, I just kind of turned it off.
I honestly haven't cared enough to look into that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. You know, when I'm at SEMA, I see that big Ford booth, and I keep walking. You know, like it's just like a cult thing or something. I don't want to get over there and start sipping on the Kool-Aid. Yeah. The next thing you know, you fall out. You know, I'm just, I can't
start calling you Karen.
Yeah, I'm not even going over there. Like, I'll never forget, I was taking a picture with Wayne Carini from Chasing Classic Cars. And he goes, here, let's take a picture next to this Ford GT. I said, no, we'll take one over here in the aisle. Like I'm just like, no. All 4'11" of you, come here.
I don't want to be affiliated.
No, I don't want no part of that.
You pick him up by his head. And
I just kind of let him over there. I'm like, I can't do it, Wayne. I just can't. Yeah, that was just one of those things I just can't do. But there is so many cool cars out there. You know what I mean? Like those secret sleepers, I guess.
We really need to maybe next week continue this one. I really think
we may jump back on this one a little bit.
Because there's still a lot more out there that we haven't even touched.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I want to thank y'all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.